Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening to each and everyone. We thank and praise the Lord for this day. Thank God for Thursday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, we just give God praise and honor for each day. And I don't know about you, but every day that the Lord allowed me to wake up, I thank and praise the Lord for another day, because truly, and the reason why I give thanks for every day, because I truly believe that this is the day that the Lord have made, and it means much to God when we use it and give him thanks and praise for every day that we live. The old saints, I can remember some of the late Apostle Ida Bell Parker and Mother Maxwell, the late Bishop Bourne, a lot of them would tell us and talk to us about giving thanks and praise to God for every day. The Bible said the steps of the righteous is all about the Lord. And, you know, so this is the day that the Lord have made. And you have to choose whether you're going to give thanks and whether you're going to rejoice in every day. Yes, life do come with problems, but I thank and praise the Lord as a born-again believer, the greater one live on the inside of us. We thank and praise the Lord for our host, Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. We always send a shout-out to them, and I thank and praise the Lord for what God is doing in Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong's life. I just decree the blessings. I decree divine health upon both of them. I decree strength, that they being strengthened in their inner man every day, that God is renewing, refreshing, and restoring everything that need to be restored in their life. We just thank and praise the Lord for everyone. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I am so glad that you have tuned in to this broadcast. Thank God. We've been talking about faith. Yes, we've been, you know, the Bible tell us in Hebrews that faith play a major part in our relationship, not only our relationship with the Trinity, but also it play a major part when it come down to receiving our inheritance. When it comes down to having access to what we have access to, everything that Jesus did for us through his finishing work. But faith, what caused us to connect with God, faith caused us to be able to connect and receive the fulfillment of each promise that God has made for us. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11, it's impossible to please God without faith. So since it's impossible to please God without faith, we need to know what is faith based upon what God said faith is and how to operate in faith. You know, so there too, again, it's so important. And we was talking about love, you know. And so we're going to go back and do just a little review to try to bring some of you up, you that had, you know, they tune in on Monday. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I praise you and I bless you. You know, it's good to get information. And my prayer always is the information that we get, or the information that God have us to share with the believer, that it will transform your life. Not just to get it, say, I just know. And so many times people say, I know. But what are you doing with what you know? James said, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer. Faith without corresponding action. If you're not responding, faith calls us to act on what we believe. And if you're not acting on what you believe, then you're missing out. I'm telling you, missing out. And that is so important, that we act on what we believe. Believing alone do not change our circumstances. The Bible said the devil believe and he tremble, but the devil ain't saved. So we have to allow ourselves, and we have faith calls me and you to act on what we believe. But like I said, we're going to talk about the part that love plays. let's go to Galatians. Like I said, we're doing just a little review. Let's go to Galatians 5 and 6. Galatians 5 and 6. Father, again, I thank you. I praise you and I bless you today. I thank you, Father, that this is the day that you have made. We choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that is present. I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit would be released over the airways to bring enlightenment and understanding to those that have tuned into this broadcast. We bless you. We praise you for it. I thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over the airway. We bind up any interference or detraction that will come to hinder the people from hearing what you would have them to hear. Father, I thank you again. I praise you and I bless you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. In Galatians, and what we did, we read all the way down to the sixth verse. And we did that for a reason, because he's going to tell us in that sixth verse that faith which worketh by love. That's our foundation scripture for talking about love. Love, as I said, love played a major part in the believer's life. According to St. John, I think the third, it tells us, for God so loved, St. John 3:16. It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Everything that God do for humanity is because of love. I'm telling you, love is just like faith. They two master keys. You can't separate faith from love and love from faith. And then you can't separate obedience as well. All of them work together. You know, it take all of it to work together. But as I said, love play a major part. And in Galatians, the fifth chapter, and what I'm going to do for time's sake, I know I'm doing a little bit of review, but I'm going to read it from the Amplified Translation. Let's see what Galatians 5 and 6 say. Because like I said, we live in a time that it's all kind of definition about love. You know, people define love. Well, this is what I said love is. But, you know, I learned a long time ago, it's what God said that makes the difference. In Galatians 5, and I'm beginning reading at the first verse, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. It's in this freedom, Christ have made us free and completely liberated us. Stand fast then, and do not be hampered and held ensnared and submitted again to a yoke of slavery which you have once put off. Now, it's the Jews, they was dealing with the law, and the Jews were still trying to hold people to the law. That's what was going on at this time. They were saying you still have to abide by the Mosaic law. And Paul was trying to let them know they was not saved by their works or saved by the law. They were saved in faith in what Jesus had did. The other word, the finishing work of Christ. That's what they was going on with that. It's a notice, it is I, Paul, who tell you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will be a no profit advance. What it means, like I said, the finishing work of Christ available to you. For if you distrust him, you can gain nothing from him. I once more protest and testify to every man who receives circumcision that he is under obligation and bound to practice the whole of the law and its ordinance. If you seek to be justified and declare righteous and to be given a right standing with God through the law, you are brought to nothing and so separated, severe, from Christ. You have fallen away from the grace, from God's grace, gracious favor and merely blessing. For we not rely on the law, but through the Holy Spirit help, by faith, anticipation, and waiting for the blessing and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God. Our conformity to his will and purpose through action calls us to hope. Look at the sixth verse. For if we are in Christ Jesus, well, how do we get in Christ? By receiving him as our personal Savior. When I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. That's how he's in me. His spirit comes in, and I'm in him. For I will conform to his will and purpose through an action caused us to hope. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision count for anything, but only faith, activated, energized, and expressed and working through love. Through love. Now, even with that, and as we continue, and I'm feeling led, we're going to continue this a little bit, because we need to realize what God say about love. You know, we have to live by the whole counseling of God. It said, you were running the race, noble, who have interfered and hindered and stopping you from your heeding and following the truth. This evil persuade us not from him who called you, who invited you to freedom in Christ. A little lever, like inclination to error, a few false teachers, leaving the whole lump, it perverts the whole conception of faith and misled the whole church. For my part, I have confidence towards you in the Lord that you would take no contrary view of the master which will come to thank with me, but he who is unselling you, whoever is, will have to bear the pen. Other words, to a certain degree, Apostle Paul, was dealing with somebody had interfered, and they were considered false. They was interfered in trying to get the people from walking according to the new covenant, which is Christ Jesus. Now in Ephesians 2:8, I like for you to see it, because we live in a time now, a lot of time people say, yeah, this, but I like to let you see it. God tell me that all the time. He said, and your eyes need to look. You need to see it. Ephesians 2:8 said, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Faith. I'm saved according to what, believing what Jesus did at Calvary. He's the Savior. That's how we are, and that's what he said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. There too, again, he was letting us know it's not by works. I didn't do anything to earn my salvation. I didn't do anything to receive or earn my salvation. What I did, it was through faith. I believed what he did at Calvary for me. That's what bring about salvation. And that's why I said, but the part I want to point at, what do love have to do with faith? And this was, when he was saying, it was because the way, really what Paul was saying, it was because of God's love. The love of God is what motivated God and caused God to give his only begotten son for us. And here was Jesus' love for his father. That's what caused him to walk in obedience, because Jesus loved his father and he wanted to please his father. Now, you know, so there too again, love is a motivator. We need to, love is the motivator when it comes down to faith. It was God's love that motivated him to send his son Jesus. And so there too, again, that's why I say I want you to see that, because a lot of time people look over that. A lot of time people, everything, and that's why our faith is based upon us loving and obeying the Father. Okay, now let's go to Matthew 22:28. We find out we were saved through grace with faith. That's how we were saved. Now let's go to Matthew 22:28. And I'm going to give some more new scripture, because we're living in a time now, a lot of people say, I love you. But love is an action word. And the Bible tells us in the last days, the love of many going to wax cold. That's Bible. He tells us in the last days, the love of many going to wax cold. Ain't that something? The love of many, he said, the love of many shall wax cold. Now that's something to think about. The love of many gonna wax cold. And when he talking about the love of many, he talking about their love for God. And that means all that God is, that means all that God requires from us. Paul even said on one occasion, he said we need to, and I'm going to use the word keep, where he was telling us how not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind. We have to keep our mind renewed based upon what God's word says. That is so important. In Matthew 22, I'm going to start at the 37th verse. Matthew 22 and 37. Well, let's start at the 34th verse. It's about when the Pharisee, and I'm reading from the King James, but when the Pharisee had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they was gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws of the prophet. And thereto again, we're talking about love. And I hear a lot of times people might say, well, I hate so-and-so. I don't like so-and-so. You see, everything we do is by faith. Everything we do, faith is believing what God said in his promise about us or what God required for us to do. We do it by faith. We don't do it according to how I feel. Faith don't have anything to do with your emotion or your feelings. The Bible said, and how about the just shall live by faith. Just shall walk by faith and not by sight. And thereto again, everything we do is by faith, but thereto again, the part that love play, my love for God, a husband and wife, they two couples that meet, Kim Shabran, they love calls them to be loyal to that person, to respect that person. Come on, it's love. And I'm telling you, love is a major key in the body of Christ. That's why when I hear people say, well, I'm saved, but you just going to have to pray for me because I don't like so-and-so. And I'm going to show you through the scripture what the Bible say by love. And like I said, it play a major part. And he was saying, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. Now, a lot of people say we don't live by the Ten Commandments. Just sum it up right here. If you and I loving God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and then loving our neighbor as ourselves, guess what? You ain't going to steal from him. First of all, you ain't going to steal because you love God. You ain't going to steal from your neighbor because you know what God say do. You got to treat them like you want to be treated. There too again. Well, what does got to do with faith? Good question. Let me give you another. Let's go to Mark 11 and 23. Like I said, this is so important because so many times when I hear people say, what love got to do with it? What love got? He got everything to do with it. If a lot of people get a knowledge and an understanding about unforgiveness is saying you ain't loving like God say love. Come on, somebody. That's what it say. And the Bible, well, some people say, well, Prophet Miller, I just can't love it. The Bible say that the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. God, agape love, is on the inside of us. When you got born again, when the Spirit of God came in, guess what? That because God is love, God's Spirit that dwells in us is love. It's in you. It's in you, but you decide whether or not you're going to yield to it. Now, in St. Mark, the 11th chapter, in the 22nd verse, it tell us, what do it tell us? And in that 22nd verse, and Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. But there too again, after he told them in the 23rd verse, he was talking about not doubting in your heart, but the next thing he said, in the 25th verse, He said, and when ye stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Some of you probably saying, Prophet Miller, I already know that. Well, I'm glad you do know it. But do you operate in it? Is that part of your walk with the Lord? See, it's more to your relationship with God. You know, I'm a female, okay? I'm sure you know by my voice. But guess what? When I was in love, I didn't want my husband just say, I love you. I wanted you to show. Love is an action word. God didn't just say, I love humanity, but God showed it. After Adam had not disobeyed God, God showed his love for us by sending Jesus and Jesus paying and taking on our sin, taking everything upon himself so that man could have access to the Father again. I have a relationship with God. That's the way God showed his love through giving Jesus. And we as born-again believers, we have to allow the love of God, or the love that we have for God, that love supposed to motivate us to do what we do when it comes down to God. Because I love God and I want to please God, guess what? You be able to experience, you be able, the love of God can be shown through me to you. Okay, but there too, again, I want to show you that because it's so important. Okay, some people say, well, okay, Prophet Miller, you saying, you talking about love, but when it come down to me, what the Bible say about this agape love? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to show you what the Bible say. Because there's two again. Like I said, we need to know how the love of God play out. In 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, this is telling us about the love of God. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, look at the first. It says, though I speak with the tongues of many and the angels and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass, a ticking cymbal, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountain, have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffer long and kind. Charity envies not. Now, he talking about the love of God. There too again, like I said, love is so important when it come down to our faith. In other words, what I mean, when we want our faith to be affected. And that's, I'm learning more and more as I walk with the Lord. I'm learning this more and more as I walk with the Lord, the importance of walking in love. When we walking in the love, and love don't mean you allow people to mistreat you and you keep, no. That's why it's so important we need to get in the word and see what the word say. Because, and you read this, that whole 13th chapter, it'll kind of help you out. It tell you how the love of God don't demand its own way. It's not selfish. Come on, somebody. But it's patient. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, love. And he took my first, and that's the first one. And the reason why, because it talk about you, your love for God first. And that'll motivate you. Anytime, you know, and I can compare this a little bit to the, I can compare this to a relationship with a male and a female. Once two people say they fall in love with one another, guess what? They want to please that person. They'll deny themselves to a certain degree to please that other person. And that's why I said love have a lot to do with it. But Jesus said in the last days, the love of many gone wax cold. And when he said wax cold, he come out towards God. You ever notice when you first got saved? Well, I know me, for example. When I first got saved, all I wanted to do, well, I'm still at that point that I still want to hear and obey God. But the Holy Spirit will show me if I'm not consistent in renewing my mind, not being consistent in doing what the word say, not consistent in yielding to the Holy Spirit and obeying what the Holy Spirit telling me to do, guess what? You can get kind of loose. You can get lackadaisy. Come on, somebody. You can get lackadaisy when it come down to doing what God would have you to do. Come on now. And I'm telling you, in the hour and the time that we're living in, and I truly believe that we're living in the last of the last days, it's so many things can detract you if you're not careful. In Mark the 4th chapter, Matthew the 13th chapter, it tells us that the chaos of this world, the deceitfulness of it, how it can choke the word of God out you. It is so important when it comes down to things of God. We got to really stay focused, my brother and my sister. It is so important that we got to stay focused because there's so many things that is trying to get our attention at always, but more now than ever. The Bible tells us in the last days, many going to depart from the faith. And you know, some of the reason is because some people, they didn't know the scripture God, so they erred. Jesus said on one occasion when they were talking about, is it going to be husband and wife in heaven? And he would tell them, you err because you know not the scripture nor the power of God. You know, the enemy try to bring in deception to try to get us to believe that God don't love us. If he love us, why he didn't do this and why he didn't do that? You know, when you operate in lack of knowledge, when you operate and you don't know what God's words say, you'll let your flesh cause you to dictate. Your flesh will dictate. Remember Adam and Eve. Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the snake. Adam didn't want to be responsible for his action. And I'm going to tell you, if you are born again believing, you're not keeping your mind renewed. Listen, you'll own yourself up for bitterness and resentment. Because I'm going to go back to Galatians, the 5th chapter, and even Paul was letting them know how they would devour one another. Okay, in St. John 13, I'm in St. John the 13th chapter, and look at the 34th verse. Jesus said, new commandment I give unto you that ye love one another, as I have loved it you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. Disciples are disciplined people. When you go back and study how Jesus dealt with those disciples, he taught them their responsibility. He also showed them and taught them about accountability, how they supposed to express themselves, how they supposed to live among people. Oh, he taught them all of that. And Jesus wasn't, he didn't only just teach it, but he was an example. Yeah, Jesus loved the disciples, but when it was time to correct them, he did it. When it was time to do that, he did it. And anytime somebody say they love you and they know you doing wrong, according to God love, God kind of love, that agape love, the love of God is unconditional. But even in that, let me tell you something. God loves all of us, but God is just. That's why judgment had to come, because God is a just God. You just can't do what you want, how you want, when you want to. And God, oh, it's okay. No, no, no. The Bible said a child that left to himself will put his parents to shame. A good parent's going to discipline their child. Better yet, they're going to correct them children. But he said, a new commandment I give unto you that ye love ye one another. And listen, that's a commandment. He said, new command. He ain't saying if you feel like it. Listen what he said. As Christians, we are commanded to love in a great and a special way. All true Christians, whether or not we are members of someone's church or the same church, we are still required to love. God command us.
You know something? You know what? I know what the Bible said, but you just got to pray for me because I just ain't feeling it. You ain't got no business. Your feelings not supposed to dictate to you. We not supposed to be led by our feelings. We led by what the word said. Well, problem is, why does got to do with my faith? It got everything. Didn't I read from you and Mark 11, what he was telling us? He would tell them when you stand and pray, if you got all against any. Come on now. Now, I found this out. You can be now forgave peoples in your heart, but the enemy have you thinking in your head you haven't did it. But there too, again, your actions speak louder than words. Faith is an action word. And that's what, too, again, that's what it tells us that. And like I said, love motivates us. Love motivates us. And that's why it's so important we need to realize. And he said it, a new commandment. God command us to love ye one another. Now, the Bible said a righteous cover. No, the righteous cover, that means we don't go out and expose your flaws. We don't do that as born-again believers. But we have a right to come to you and say, brother so-and-so, or sister so-and-so, blase, blase, blase. But he command us to love ye one another. And that's why I said I wanted you to see this, because this have everything to do. This will let you know whether or not you operate in the God kind of faith. The Bible even let us know God's love for us is unconditional. But God still correct us. The Bible said we those that are chasing of the Lord, we're the ones that God love. No, God don't let us go right here and operate in willingly sin and doing what we want. No. Okay, let's go back to Galatians, the fifth chapter. I want to show you this. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I thank you and I bless you. I praise you today. I thank you for your word. I thank you for bringing enlightenment and understanding to us. Amen. Thank you for bringing enlightenment and understanding. Because I'm telling you, we're living in the hour. The Bible said many is departing from the faith. And I don't hear people say, well, because God didn't do this. I told God I prayed for my loved one, and they still died. And if God was God, why he let them die? See, you don't know where the other person's faith was. You don't know what the other person, you don't know the whole, what went on in their heart between them and God. But in Galatians 5, I'm going to drop down to that 13th verse. And listen what Paul was saying. He said, for my brother, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Ain't that something? Other words, he was telling them they was not obligated, as Paul said in Romans, to allow their flesh desires, their flesh, to cause them not to love one another. Look what he's saying. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty. Other words, freedom for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. That one of the things that Jesus said to the disciples, if you're going to follow me, you got to deny yourself. Like I said, Jesus taught those disciples what it meant to be a disciple. He taught them the responsibility of it, and he taught them the accountability. We living in a time now that a lot of people don't want to be made accountable. I thank God for the people that God has put in my life. I even thank God for my two children. Both of them are ministers. My son, he a pastor. My daughter, she a prophetess. I thank God for people like Apostle Armstrong, Apostle Gwendolyn McIntyre, Apostle Turner, Bishop Kay. I thank God for the people that God put in my life that helped me to be accountable. You know, if I miss it, if I need help, I can call and they'll pray with me. They'll let me know if I'm going wrong. I don't get offended. Sometimes they have said a thing to me, and at that moment, I might not have the understanding of it. My eyes haven't been open to it, but I know that they love me. And that was my prayer. God put people in my path. They're going to help me to stay accountable and responsible for my action. The enemy, I was told, he don't never want you to be accountable. Better yet, he don't want you to be responsible for your action. And you don't need to keep comforting with people. Go, oh, child, honey, you know, if I were you, I'd do this here. If anything, they supposed to be saying, now, wait a minute, this is what the Bible say. Because y'all, I'm telling you, the Bible said we're going to be judged by every idle word that we spoke. And that is the living truth. That's what the Bible say. This ain't what Prophet Miller. But there, too, again, he said, for all the laws is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, God is not asking Ann Miller or you to love your neighbor as yourself without giving us what we need to love them. See, that's what I love about God. Everything God requires from you and I, he have given us the ability. I like that definition. That's a definition about grace. Grace, it means that God enable us with the ability to do what he say do. You know, I used to say God, and you can say sometimes, God, you know, so-and-so is hard to love. But guess what? If you obedience to God, you can love so-and-so because God will give you the grace, the ability you need to love that individual. Come on, somebody. Y'all, I'm telling you, like I said, everything we do by faith, but it's the love, our love for God, what motivates us and causes us to do what we do. We're just like our heavenly God loves. He gave his only son he loved. And this is what he was telling them in Galilee. He said, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Come on. You know, I go out to eat a lot. And I thank God for, my, you know, the minister we get together, you know, and we go out to eat. And when it come down to tipping the waitress, we don't just give them some that we would want, but I tip a waitress when I do. If people let me, certain people sometimes I go out eat with. They say no, let me do it, you know. But make a long story short, I tip them when I do, according to what I would want somebody to do for me. If I was a waitress, I wouldn't want nobody to give me, you know. That, you know, that less, I want them to, if I was a waitress, this is what I want somebody to give me. Now, don't get me wrong. Well, what about if you got a waitress ain't doing what they supposed to do? If I was a waitress and I'm a saved person, I would treat you the way I believe, according to God's word, that God would have you. But my point is this. Our love for God. That's why Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment, and they not burdensome, they not hard. Everything we do is supposed to be based upon what God's word say, not based upon how people treat us. Because just think, when Jesus hung on that cross, according to the scriptures, the Bible said he looked down. No, he looked up, I'm sorry. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Come on now. Jesus know deeply. They didn't truly know what they was doing. They thought they knew. And y'all, when people being influenced by the enemy, and even remember Paul said, Paul really thought he was doing the service of God when he was going around crucifying people. But he was blind. He was spiritually blind. His eyes weren't open. And when it come to us as born-again believers, the love of God that's in us, unconditional, that's what we're supposed to be motivated by. Everything we do, I'm doing this, God, because I love you. And I just like even when somebody mistreats you, the Bible said, pray for them that despitefully use you. Love your enemy. Bless them that curse you. Never let the enemy tell you you can't do it. Listen, you can't do it in your own ability. But God have graced us with the ability, if you truly want to please God, you can do it. I learned that. I have had Can't nobody live by every word. Why would, now God is my heavenly Father, and I tell you, he is a loving and a good Father. Why would, in the natural, you understand and I understand, ain't no earthly father, a good earthly parent, a good earthly father, ain't going to ask their child to do anything that they know that that child don't have the ability to do or the knowledge. You will be considered as evil, right? Why would they want that child? I could hear some people, now, why would they want that child to do it? And they know that child can't. Well, listen, God the same way with us. Everything that we need to please God, to obey God, through Jesus coming, death, burial, God have graced us with everything we need to do it. When I learned that, that really kind of, what? You mean? Because ain't no way I can do that. You know, here was when my brother went home to, you know, to be with the Lord. It was, in the beginning, it was hard. But Jesus take hardness out of every problem. Jesus make it easy. And we're in there too again. It's by faith. What are you talking about, Prof? I'm telling you how love play a major part in faith. Let me tell you something. When we learn and operate in the love of God, let the love of God motivate us and call it, guess what? Satan would not have no interest. The Bible said neither give place to the devil. When you and I learn to practice love and do what God's word says, you'll stop the devil. Other words, the point I'm saying, now, you ain't going to stop him from ever coming against you, because the Bible said that your adversary, the devil, walk about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But my point is, you can shut the door to bitterness, resentment. Come on, somebody. Unforgiveness, hatred. You can shut the door to that. But he said, for all the law fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed with one another. Then he going to talk about the fruits of the flesh. But I want to read that for time's sake, the 13th and the 14th verse from the Amplified, for time's sake. That 13th verse said, for ye, brethren, were indeed called to be freedom. The Bible said, where the Spirit of Christ is liberty. Only to do not let your freedom be an insensitive to your flesh in an opportunity or excuse for selfishness, but through love you shall serve one another. Through love, the love of God. Your love for God. I tell you, see, that's why Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my command. And love is a command. It ain't if I feel like it, if I want to. You see, I hear people say, well, you know what? I know what the Bible say, but. Every time you say you know what God word say, but, and using the excuse, well, you know, God, you don't know what people did to me. I don't know, truly don't want to know. Some things I learned, if it's not going to encourage me or strengthen me, it going to add to my faith, come on, my confidence in God. I don't want to know. That's why the Bible said, cast down every imagination and every thought that exalt itself above the knowledge of God. And some of you, somebody listening at this broadcast, you need to take charge of your thoughts. Those evil thoughts, those thoughts of discouragement and disappointment that causing you to do, you need to cast them thoughts down. Any thoughts that exert itself above what God telling you to do, you need to cast them thoughts down. Prophet, can I do that? Yes, you can do it. That's why it's so important to keep your mind renewed based upon what the word of God says. You got to think on what God's word say about your enemy. God tell me to forgive. God tell me to be forgiven, even as God for Christ's sake forgave me. God tell me to love my enemy. He tell me to bless them and pray for them that despitefully use me. When I'm doing that, guess what? I shut the door to the devil. When we let the love of God dominate us, yeah, and we let the love of God lead and dumb it. Guess what? We ain't got to worry about opening the door to the enemy. Yeah, sometimes you got to wrestle with your thoughts. But guess what? You can do it. He said, for the whole law concerning human relationship is compiled in one precept. You shall love your neighbor as you do yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, portion is scribe, be careful that you and your whole fellowship is not consumed by one another. But he tells when we live happily in the spirit, and the Holy Spirit responding and controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit, then we would not yield to the craving and the desires of our flesh. And there too, again, as I say, this is so important. Because we living in a time, like I said, the love of money ain't gonna wax cold. Well, guess what? When you and I stop loving God, which motivate us to do right by all mankind, we in trouble. When I stop loving God and because that's what caused me to want to do right by people. When I stop doing that, let me tell you something. I'm going to start yielding to the desires of my flesh. I'm going to let my flesh, well, yeah. Just think, when you first got, some people, when they first got saved, all you wanted to do, just be in the house of God. And let me tell you something. If you start missing one Sunday, it's easy to miss another Sunday. The Bible says, forsake not to assemble yourself together. You know, people got this now, you know, since you everything is Zoom and you can hear the preaching on TV. Some people, I can understand if because of health-wise or whatever, someone might not can get there. Maybe with that, but some people, honey, I can just stay at home and listen at the preaching. And then you ever notice some people, once the preaching go out there, guess what? They get in their automobile and go fulfill the lust or the desires of their flesh. Y'all, come on. When you love somebody, come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I like some John said, where you at now, prophet? I'm in 1 John, the 4th chapter. Hallelujah. And see, it'll do you good to read all what? It's 5 chapters in 1 John. I think, yes, 5. Read all 5 of them. But I'm in this 4th chapter. He said, beloved, I'm reading, starting at the 3rd verse. God, I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I love you. I praise you and I bless you. Hallelujah. You go in that 3rd chapter. He tried it in 1 John, the 3rd chapter. He helped you to be able to discern a child of God and the child of the devil. I call him the beloved apostle. John, that's what I call him, the beloved. He called him, a lot of time he addressed it. He said, little children. My beloved children, because he just talked about, and he really operated in the, to me, the fullness of the love of Christ. He said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets has gone out into the world. What Jesus said in Matthew 24, he said, going to be many false prophets, and they're going to deceive many people. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Okay? Now I'm going to drop down for time's sake. It's 6:49 according to my clock. Okay, look at the 7th verse. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Now listen, that love don't mean that I'm going to compromise with you, I'm going to let you abuse me or use me. That ain't what he's talking about. That's the way the world operate. Eron Philo, that ain't agape. God love all of us, but God disagree. Remember I told you the Bible said God chasing them he loved. Now so don't get it twisted. But he said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And right now he really talking about the believers, how we as believers supposed to conduct ourselves towards other believers. You know, you got some people, if you don't do it the way my church or my jurisdiction do it, well, you ain't my brother, you ain't my sister. That's not scripture. That's not scripture at all. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifest, the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we loved it, God, but that he loved it us and sent his Son to be the protection for our sin. Look at the 11th verse. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one. He's talking about born again believers, how we supposed to treat one another. Come on now. That's what he's talking about, born again believing. That's why I said the enemy has got a lot of the saints fighting against one another, debating with one another. Now, that's why he said, try to, don't believe every spirit. Don't believe every voice or every thought come to you. If that thought's not lining up with the word of God, you need to resist it. Well, the Bible says submit to God. Listen, if you ain't submit, if you not devoted and committed to what God's word say and doing what God, you ain't going to have no resisting power. That's another reason why it's so important to get your mind renewed. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Then he gone down. He said, beloved, if God so love us, we ought to also love one another. Like I said, come out the believer. No man have seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. That word perfect means mature. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, but he in us, because he have given us of his spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, he's in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Come on, somebody. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness, listen, boldness in the day of judgment. What do you mean? That when you stand before God and be judged as a believer according to what God's word say, that you are out there to our son, boldness means you won't have to be coward or feel bad about it. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. Who is he? He's talking about Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love cast out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Look at the 20th verse. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, that word hate means have a great dislike. Now, I learned this. I'm going to say about, the hard way. I learned. Just because I do right by you, that don't mean you're going to do right by me. Because some saints haven't allowed that agape love to mature in them. Yes, the love of God is in us. And shed abroad, and Paul said, by the Holy Spirit. But guess what? Every opportunity that you and I have to yield to bitterness and resentment, we can overcome it by declaring what God say about the individual that's trying to do it to us. Oh, yes. Look what he's saying. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he have seen, how can he love God, who he have not seen? And this commandment have we have him, that he who loveth God love his brother. Then that's what he said. Jesus said, Jesus commanded us to love one another. And he said, by we showing love to one another. Love one another is not saying you compromise with your brother or sister when you know they sin. But like I said, you cover them. You don't get on the phone. You don't get on Facebook or YouTube and tell every expose their weakness, okay? Now, God got a way sometimes. Some things happen that way. But you ought to pray for them, because guess what? It could be you the next time. We got too many saints going around here putting one another down instead of praying for them. Come on now. You know, some of us in the natural, when there, and then we got some we are not. We got some people in the natural, they wouldn't dare go around and broadcast and scandalize their biological brother or sister. But in the spirit realm, they would do it to their spiritual brother or sister. Well, you don't know what's, y'all, I've been experiencing some things in my life. I've had some false accusation. I've been persecuted by some of my brothers and sisters in the Lord, but that's still, listen, we never have a right to mistreat anybody. And don't tell me I just need to pray for you. No, you just need to make up in your mind, I'm going to do what God say in his word, because I have the grace. I have the ability to do it. If you start opening your mouth, and I learned this, confession, declaring what God's word is saying, confessing God's word, are bringing about manifestation. Say somebody doing you wrong. I done been there. I experienced some on my job for about 6 months. This woman I worked with, she looked me, we operated this machine that was connected again. And this woman would look me dead in my face. And people would come up to her and she would just talk about me really in my face. But what motivated me to do right by her, I love God. And I would just, I would fast before I went on the job to keep my body under subjection to what God's word say. How bad, you know, some people use this word, and I'm going to use, how bad do you want it? When somebody truly loves somebody, they go to extreme measure to try to please that individual. Well, guess what? Loving God, I don't have to go to extreme measure, but loving God calls the grace of God. It activates the grace of God in me, the ability to do what God wants me to do. Yeah, the only thing you have to wrestle with your flesh, because a lot of times your flesh don't want to line up with it. I'm still talking about the part that love play in faith. It motivates us. I used to say love to faith is like a bullet and a gun. Without the bullet and the pistol can't be affected. With that, we operate in that agape love that be shed upon the heart, battle go. Guess what? It's not going to be. And that's why some saints have not experienced the breakthrough they want in certain, because they don't love God. They say they do. But when it comes down to action, they not operating in it. Father, again, I want to thank each and everyone for tuning into the broadcast. And I pray right now, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that brought more enlightenment and understanding. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind up every spirit of deception. And Father, I pray now in Jesus' name that you will open up the listeners' eyes even more. Cause them to hear. Father, it is written that you worketh in us both to will and to do your good pleasure. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will work in that individual, but that the enemy won't them to believe that they can't be doers of your word, even though when they read it, that they can't be doers. I pray, Father, that you will open up their eyes some understanding to let them know you're not a hard taskmaster. Everything they need is in them. If they will to do it and truly will to do it, they can resist the temptation of not doing what you say do. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Prophetess Miller. I pray that you continue to listen to the broadcast. Enjoy the rest of your evening.